한 돈치 납득하는데 was not not a new thing. We are new in the only, but it's not a new thing.
80% of what is out there. Because when you speak of faith issues and the roads thereof, they're going to all they're the ones who need it. Yes, as a department, we deal only with the issue of FDF issues. Even with the AGOA issue, we only came in when the issue of the salmonella was raised. Only the issue of the tonnage that they should have import or export from us were not part of that. I would therefore ensure Mr. Ramasodi went in to clarify the committee on the roles, but were not as a department responsible either, even 18%, why not 21%? I would love to have 8 or 40, but I am not sitting in that space to negotiate the trade rules. They are purely the Department of Trade and Industry. I wanted to clarify that I think for the sake of arming the committee, Mr. Ramasodi went far and beyond our scope. And I'm sure some of the areas that have been asked as questions, we may not have the answer for them. Not because we don't want to answer, but because there are issues that can be better be debated. In this, as a department, we have been complaining, by the way, to say that it seems that agriculture becomes a soft issue, so a soft area in the exchange of bargaining. Because all the time we have been complaining the fact that even with the issue of the AGOA, it was not that we're defending the agriculture. It was because of other commodities like your car manufacturer. Cars that are made at home for American markets, the chemical industry. But because the Americans knew what they wanted in exchange, I want to answer therefore the question that was raised by Honorable Ngayisa to say, the essence is this, that why is it that when we have got more, you phrase it to say the contradiction between lower productivity and consuming more, why should that lead to more job creation? The answer is, it's not that we're producing less because of the high cost of input costs. And I can assure you that the issue of soybeans is not the case, honorable thing to happen when as a country we're faced with drought. Drought may have worsened it, but all along we've been importing soybeans. Maybe the issue can be on yellow maize. But the issue of the input cost is such that with the new plant in Middleton, we are still importing some of the ourselves who have been listing crash today. We don't produce enough. And I think we take education of saying how do you promote more production of soybeans so that we reduce the importation thereof. But the simple thing is that when we don't produce enough, more dumping happens from the EU and from the Americans of the portions of meat that they don't consume, like your wings and other parts that land up cheaper than what we may grow, because price is one of the issues. That can our chicken compete with those, because it is done. They have made their money maybe in selling the other parts of the chicken to their own consumers in Europe. When it comes home, that's why when we signed the agreement with Americans, it was clear that it was going to affect 65,000 tons. But I want to read this, that our FTS vigilance is up to scratch. I can assure you of that. The reason that Dr. Ramaphosa, Mdisane is busy. He's working on another scandal that is affecting the Brazilian industry. And he has to apply the law. Is the work that they do, no matter how few they may be, but if they were not doing that work, maybe more dumping would have happened without regulation. Now, I was trying to raise this point that we may not be at liberty sometimes to make some concessions that will do this and that in areas we are not responsible in negotiation. As well as Paul can say, on the issue of subsidies, it is a number that there is two rules. The EU and other countries, what they impose on us, that government should not subsidize. They are subsidizing their own farmers. That is in milk or in every industry. In terms of how they are able to cushion the impact of different climates is because of the subsidies that they take. It is not something that is a department may control and say that tomorrow as far as supposed to say we will ban buying. Even if we do that, we have a story to follow the WTO rules. And those rules were made by bigger industries and governments and countries. We may not be in a position to wake up and say, we will do as they do, for we will be more in trouble than in others. I'm not saying to clarify the point that most of what is presented here does not fall within our department.
Thank you, Minister. Before you respond, I think we need to get into this one very clear. If in your department you have a program for which deal with trade administration, and you are represented on international trade administration, so your department. So if you are saying you are not part. What is the role of those that are in those areas doing? So that's the question, tomorrow as we interact with the department, we can see whether certain programs are not necessary with the department, therefore they need to go or.
Thanks, Chairperson. The point I'm driving is that negotiations that the WTO are led by the Minister of Trade. There may be a person from us who interact with them, but primarily, when it deals with issues of trade, it is Department of Trade that drives. It does not even invite any of the ministers. We seek to deal with the prescriptions of the WTO or any other institution in terms of the trade issues.
Okay, Minister. So I think we can come together as we meet the trade leaders. But I believe that you can't have trade leaders talk about issues of food safety when they are not dealing with them. They are supposed to get advice from yourself. If they go there and negotiate, that's why you have budget of economic transformation. The rest of the budget, the chunk goes to motor industry, and nothing goes to security. So I think we should actually note them. We will follow up on it. Thank you very much for that line.
In that line, I think after Minister has given a statement, I would like first to allow Madam Elaine Alexander just to take through the issues around trade from a program for, as Honourable Chair indicated, and then we will have Dr. Mdisane talking to the technical issues, and then I'll wrap up on the other areas that were left behind. Thank you.
Madam? Thank you. Good afternoon, Chairperson.
Chairperson, honorable members, minister. In the areas of trade, I think that the DKI do ask us for advice. We do have the Director of International Trade, which provides that advice, and they work quite closely with the industry on it. In regards to from the tariff side, it's particularly difficult with the EU because maybe we should go back, especially on poultry. In the beginning, we had the South Africa EU Trade and Cooperation Development Agreement, which was negotiated way back in the late 90s, and it came into effect in 2000. And Mr. Amasori spoke to that, where over a period of 5 years, we had what we call the liberation. We have sit with the consequence of that agreement now. Even though we've now got a new EPA, we no longer, we actually cannot change that agreement, or we would have to go back into negotiations, and there would be a lot of, remember, it's in a negotiation, and it's, we want this, and you can have that, and that. So if we opened up, or we went back and said we want to review the current EU access for poultry, it would be very difficult to do that. Secondly, as you know, since that time, since 2000, what has happened is the EU has actually grown. We've had other countries added, and poultry is one of the products that is often produced in a number of countries. So we've actually seen them now accessing our country under that agreement. So in respect to the accessing of the EU through no tariffs, it would be very difficult to start imposing tariffs. We would be in violation of the agreement. What has happened, as you know, is that in 2015 we imposed anti-dumping on companies from three countries, Germany, Netherlands, and the UK, and we imposed quite high anti-dumping duties. I just also want to say that in normal terms, we apply what we call most favored nation tariffs. And if you look at on a whole bird, I think that's about 82%, which is what we call the bound rate, which is the highest rate that we can apply under the WTO. It's the highest rate that we're at, the ceiling rate. So for any other country who doesn't have an agreement with us, that is the tariff rate that is applied to them. But because of the agreement, the EU can come in basically with zero tariffs. So what happened is in 2015, it was clear that in certain countries, certain companies who produce chicken were bringing that in at a lower price than what they were charging in their home market. So we can use a measure called anti-dumping. We did that. And what happened is that they imposed, I think, tariffs around about 30-odd%. Then recently, under Article 16, SACA applied for what we call a safeguard. A safeguard is a different type of measure or rescue measure. The safeguard is applied when you see increasing imports which are escalating and they're having an impact on the local industry. And we've seen that. That was actually an investigation carried out by ATAC. And there was a case against the EU that was happening. But that's happening, as I said, because they've had increased new countries who had access to our market. So there's a whole lot of things at play at the moment. 15.9% was introduced because when you do the calculation around safeguard, it is what would return the situation to almost a normalized situation, and ITAC calculated it would be about 13.9%. But remember, in July the 3rd of this year, they will review that and again look at, is that the correct tariff to be using? Because I think SACA, when they actually asked for it, they wanted a higher tariff in that case. So when it comes to the tariffs and from a trade perspective, It would be difficult to impose tariffs, especially on the EU. In other countries, we've already got high tariffs on whole birds. I think even on our bone-in meat, the MFN tariff is 37%, which is actually quite high. So the reality is that we're actually sitting in a little way with a legacy from an agreement was actually quite difficult. It wasn't such a good agreement. We now have the FACU-EU-EPA agreement, which has actually been reviewed enough, but unfortunately we didn't review all the tariffs that have had an impact. I don't know if that's helped.
No, it doesn't. It's quite a complicated set.
Sorry.
Why you have not to review those things and why you have not why you have not implemented as actually as you are indicated that you should have done that. Why it has not been done to safeguard our industry.
Chairperson, there was an anti-dumping implemented in 2015. You can only do anti-dumping when you can prove that the product is being landed here at a cheaper price or sold here at a cheaper price than it is in the home country. It's a very, very difficult thing to try and prove. And we talk about subsidies that, you know, most countries now in the EU and the USA have moved to what we call the subsidies to what we call the green box. South Africa also has the opportunity to use the green box and even the amber box a little bit where we could support our industry, but that would mean that we would have to actually put money into supporting the industry.
Honourable members, do you remember the FAO or SABO? They pray that only poultry, maize, soya, beans, they chain, that round table, it has never met since they met when they introduced it. You remember? So this is the result. Because if the meeting, if DAF was meeting to actually have had information from the industry and acted for accordingly. So for the fact that we have not, it's then proven true that indeed there's never been that meeting. The response of your trade said that there's never, that round table does not exist. And every now and then when you come to us and say, there is a round table of gravy chain barbia, there is a round table of this commodity, we have identified 9 commodities. There is a round table discussion with the industry, which is not proven not to be true in what you are raising. Minister, can I give that Mudisha request or some Mudisha request to come later? Or want to plan for office?
To say that I agree with you, maybe we need to fast to do some internal house, because I've been to a few meetings with the Minister of Trade by his invitation. The last was when the EU ambassador was at home. I think there's something I think we need to do internally as I listen to what could be done and what instruments are available. And I would like to withdraw the fact that I was under the view that, and it's what we have been made. We have been fighting, saying that the department is made a scapegoat whenever there are negotiations. So I'm sure there's a lot we can do internally using those instruments that seems to be available.
It's very difficult. Thank you, Chairperson. It's very difficult speaking after the minister. but I just wanted to say maybe to clarify that there have been strategies quite to initiate these discussions, the round table discussions, and for the poultry industry, I have chaired one or two meetings related to the round table discussions. Sorry, Chair?
I'm saying let it be one meeting because the poultry industry can say it's one. Just say one because it was confirmed that you had one meeting. So you can proceed.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Just a minute, just come in. I'm not trying to take your part. You know, the minister, in his response earlier on, he said most of the areas which you are dealing with is not what does not belong to agriculture. Somewhere else. I would advise your team minister not to answer questions which they might not have answers on and try to be creative. And allow us to engage with a relevant department which I'm told that meeting is tomorrow in order for them to answer this thing. Because you might try to answer and so on only to put yourself into serious trouble. Because we will come back to this thing in terms of your own answers. And I don't want to go to a meeting with another department that they give me a different answer, then I become confused as to who is economic in the two, between the two departments. So I'm simply saying, let them focus on what they say is their competency, where the minister says it's not their competency, that they must just tell us in order for us to engage with the relevant department.
Dr. Musa,
yes.
Thank you,
Chairperson. Thank you, Minister, and honorable members. On the question asked by Honorable Maloney on the transformation agenda, I just wanted to speak to one aspect of the transformation and the using of expertise within the poultry industry that we are taking advantage of. We, in our APP, Honorable Chair, you may know that we do have the animal improvement schemes in which one of the areas is particularly the training that we are requesting the poultry industry, particularly SAPA, to help with in terms of enhancing the development particularly of ownership of poultry farms by black owners, and we have entered into a contract with them, and then they've been helping us with the training. Although, of course, we understand that transformation is a much broader term as compared to what I've just explained, and with the understanding that we are using them only for training aspects in that particular issue. There was also a question asked by Honorable Maloney on the application of the principles of the WTO, particularly by the European Union. And Mr. Ramaswamy explained very clearly the concept of appropriate level of protection and ALOP. And in terms of the European Union applying the WTO principles as far as we are concerned, the difference is they have a higher appropriate level of protection, which actually makes it look like they are being they are applying the WTO principles incorrectly. And then we are talking to our poultry industry to say that if we want to apply the same principles to the same extent as the EU and maybe other countries are going to are applying their WTO principles, we have to also look at improving or adjusting our appropriate level of protection. But that will, to a large extent, as far as we are concerned, add costs to our production systems, as far as I can understand. That will make it possible for us to then apply the appropriate level of protection principles to the same extent as the WTO. And I think Mr. Ramaswamy in his presentation did explain that it will add costs for us to go back to the countries that we have suspended and go and do individual verifications. And we have been talking particularly in the country testing that we'll have to look at funding those activities for us to be able to then inspect all those avatars before we reopen them for exports. There was also a question asked by Honorable Maloy on the risk analysis unit, and the question was, according to the presentation, we are saying the department is considering this. In fact, maybe to appease the honorable members, to the best of my knowledge, this activity is funded by at least DAF and also the Department of Science and Technology and the industry itself. And it's going to be a university-based position, and this position has been advertised. Just to answer the question as to what are we doing about it, but I am informed that unfortunately, as the position was advertised to establish that unit, we could not get an appropriate person to fill that position, and it is going to be re-advertised. So it's not just a question of the proposal is under consideration, but we are already actioning the process. I think this also is similar to one question that was asked on the Disease Management Agency. And I think industry has already agreed to fund that position, and to the best of my knowledge, the position has been filled. The manager of the agency has already been established. Honorable Steyn asked quite a number of questions, and I think Minister has addressed the issue of the drought, and to also respond to the fact that maybe the drought worsened the situation, but there were other quality issues that have been mentioned by Dr. Ramaswamy related to the introduction of the brine regulations, which probably had an impact on the industry itself, and maybe also leading to the situation in which we are at this moment. I was just informing my superior in the drama suite in terms of the implementation of the 13.9% import duty or tariff as to whether it is having an impact. And I just want to reassure the members that it may not be a true picture, but we have already had some of our trading partners, particularly those who have been exporting poultry to us, complaining about the new tariff, that it is really going to impact on them sending poultry to us, and that they were looking for alternative markets. So we cannot at this moment say that 13.9% is effective at this moment, but there are already concerns from some trading partners about that. Honorable Steyn asked about how far we are in terms of the implementation of the SPS issues, and that also relates to the question as to whether we are imposing bans on countries that have been affected by particularly highly pathogenic avian influenza. And I would like to remind the honorable members that the SPS discussions that resulted in us having to enter into negotiations with the United States of America last year. The SPS discussions were actually triggered by the ban that we had imposed on U.S. chicken related to outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Honourable members are reminded that I am informed that the EU and members of Parliament of Germany and the EU also want to meet with yourselves, because one of the issues that they are very concerned about is the strict approach that Minister Zokwane's department has on restrictions of importation when it comes to avian influenza outbreaks. The program also did say that currently, particularly from the European Union, we import from poultry from 10 countries. And recently, 8 of the 10 countries had outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza, and they had all been banned, except that we now have a big challenge, honorable members, in that 2 of the members have fulfilled all the requirements in terms of international standards of us lifting the bans from them. One of them is the Netherlands, and unfortunately, before we came here, we had already lifted the ban on Denmark. And the concern from the poultry industry is not that we don't impose bans on countries that are experiencing outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The concern is when those countries have fulfilled the requirements in terms of international standards of clearing the condition, we leave them upon the information we receive. The poultry industry is saying we should not do it immediately. We should first go there and verify. But as Dr. Ramos already has indicated, that will add a lot of cost in terms of traveling for us. The system that we are approaching, honorable members, is we request for information from the country that was affected. We evaluate the information. If we are not happy, we ask for additional information. Where necessary, we will go there and inspect. But if it is not necessary, we open them up. The trade war referred to by FAO means that we shouldn't reopen them. And that is exactly what I think we as a country are trying to avoid, having to land in a similar situation as we were in the stage of until we ended up discussing other issues. Honorable Mulway, the VPN stories and the POC issue at this moment is sub judice, as you may know. And then, we can maybe indicate that there is a big misunderstanding on the bypassing of the VPN itself. So in short, we do ban countries that have got outbreaks of avian influenza. We do ban countries that have got diseases of significant importance, particularly for our industry, particularly for our that threaten human health and human life, and to a large extent, we reopen them when we have done an assessment. There is also a question of dumping back the breast meat to Europe. Honourable members, not long ago, I think a month ago, we had an inspection visit from the European Union. here in South Africa. And that was when this discussion of the closure of some farms were taking place, and then we received a request, particularly coming from the task team and SAPA, that we may also write a letter to the European Union, ask them to combine their inspections as they were coming here with the possibility of also inspecting us for exporting poultry to them, particularly the breast meat. And they did indicate that our request was given very little time in which for them to consider, and then we have to do a sort of official request. And I'm very glad to hear the minister saying that the minister has already discussed with the TTI and the European Union on those possibilities. But they did indicate that they will look into it in future, Honorable Chair. There was also the issue of labeling, which is a proposal coming from the poultry industry on labeling the portions that are to be sold in the South African market for a particular use and as solely South African products, South African final use products. And Dr. Ramos did say that we have to notify the rest of our trading partners if we are going to apply that rule, so that they have an opportunity to organize themselves to be able to do that. I hope I have responded to all the issues from a technical point of view, Honorable Chair. And if there are other points that I may have to cover, I will cover. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think in terms of there was a leading question around whether the task team has finished its work or is currently working. The task team has finished the work in terms of the process. What is now left is for the ministers who were given different tasks then to respond to the issues that were highlighted by the task team. And until that process is concluded, then we cannot then say that it's there, it's fine. So there are letters that are out to different ministries just to get and consolidate that into a final report. But I would like to highlight to honorable members that the task team had work streams, and the work streams were one work stream that dealt with trade measures, the other one dealt with competitiveness, the other one dealt with consumer demand, and there was also another one that deals with export support, and the other one that deals with finance. Now, through all of these, there were interventions that were identified. For instance, if we talk about trade measures, there was this issue around the revision of tariffs in terms of the safeguards plus the tariffs, which is currently underway. The tariffs were implemented, on, the 13.9 was implemented in December 2016, on our calendar. The 27 is a typo that we regret, but they were implemented. But there's also another process in terms of investigating from ITEC, and the results will be out by April 2017 just to see how best can we deal with this issue. The second one around the trade measures and the health, which is part of what we are doing, and packaging. And that is maybe what was submitted by SAPA when they met with the committee. And as I indicated, that there are those measures in terms of short-term that we are considering for implementation. The minister at that time wants to say that this is how we are going to do it, and that has been considered also in terms of the line. There was also an issue around the SDS issues that Dr. Mbisani has raised, to say if one country says to South Africa that even if you self-declare that you are free from a particular disease, we will come and inspect. If that country approaches that, then you have got to have what Honorable Marie was saying, the GIGABA approach to what issues. To say, then you will have to say, we see what you have done, but you still want to come and see. And I think that's where we are saying that it might have financial implications. We are just dealing with the issues around the finances. And there was an issue on competitiveness. Now, it deals broadly with how competitive is this industry, and how do we lower the inputs in terms of dealing with the in terms of soya, in terms of maize, in terms of fuel, in terms of electricity. There's a team that needs just to see how do we deal with issues around the fiscal. And there are proposals that will tomorrow be outlined in terms of where do we see this capital. I don't think that there will be a full set of proposals that will be there, but it will be dependent on the responsible ministers then to say yes, we go there, and once they accept that, then that report in terms of them be available. There was an issue on competitiveness that deals with technology upgrade. One of the arguments that is there and pervading the industry is that we are using old technology. The other one would say that, but why don't we value add in terms of upgrade processing or maybe mechanical engineering to go to meet from us so that we can do our own salamis, poultry products that are there. And that gives an opportunity in terms of what Bao was saying. Use this current crisis, which we agree is a crisis, to also push issues that have got to do with transformation. If MDM has got to be then pushed from a transformation point of view, where we use, for instance, the 100 black industrialists, let us use that opportunity to do this. There would be issues around the consumer demand that would say that use the government as the procurement avenue in order to ensure that we access that market. And then there would be also market access issues. And Dr. Mkhitane has ably said to say that we also need to improve our own systems so that as we request other countries to do, certain things we ourselves are doing. It's sort of a balancing act that we have got to engage in. The other one would be the industrial financing part of it, where you have to ring fence money to deal with new areas. It's not a sort of a green initiative, but you need to actually grow them organically, like this MDS issue. So that's basically the report that will be under interaction tomorrow from the task team. I just maybe needed to indicated that there's that work already depending from the task team. You indicated, are we moving at a faster pace in terms of this, and what would ensure that there's faster movement? You would be aware that the poultry industry have got a levy system that they utilize. Part of the discussions that we are having and ideas that we are having is to use this levy system in order to also assist us in terms of dealing with the transformation issues in the industry, to assist the industry to also move in the right direction. There was also the issue of what are we doing in terms of the current abattoirs that are closed and certain things. I should be indicating that we know of initiatives within provinces where this is happening. One of the deterrents that we haven't been able to move quicker is in terms of getting the financial muscle to go there. For instance, in the Northwest, I know that there are current discussions, and I had discussions with the HOD on Friday in terms of just moving and engaging, how far are they moving in terms of the triple P that they want to engage in private sector, in terms of moving some of the elements. As you know, that the Northwest is one of the biggest producers of broiler in the 21%. Honorable saying, would we have had the same situation if we didn't have drought? I think there are a lot of issues that led to where we are, and drought is one of those. And just excellent one of those to say that if it was not there, it would never have happened. it would be pure speculation from my side, but I think drought has had a huge impact in terms of where we find ourselves, because feed costs then went up. This year there's an expectation that the feed costs will drop by 40%, and 40% in terms of 70% cost driver within your operation makes a huge difference. And one would like to see how that would play out in the industry. Dr. Mpisane has dealt with the issue around other players according to the rules. I think for me, it's also an issue around principle. If there is no fair play, there are avenues to explore how to deal with fair play within those confines. But as South Africa, I think that we are biting in the center. Are we ready to revolutionize web services in South Africa? Yes, we are ready. And I think Operation Pakisa has given us a pure way of dealing with it. And the word revolutionize would have been expected to come from government quotas. This was coined by the private investors. In actual fact, it was coined by Invent, that I know quite well. And he has been so proud to talk about it everywhere that he wants to revolutionize, us to revolutionize web services. Quite a lot of initiatives that we can have here. And in our discussions with National Treasure, we are pushing this agenda to say that if we have got to ensure that South Africa moves from an agriculture point of view, if you don't deal with vet services, if you don't deal with plant health services, if you don't deal with food safety, you will have a problem. So that's basically the point we are pushing here. Honorable Clapper, a very telling question. Are we negotiating from a vulnerable point as a country? And there is a question that I think the Minister has indicated to say, before we enter into the end of the discussion, there are other discussions that would be in front. For instance, you would negotiate on trading. And once those trading issues have been concluded, there comes your SPS and TPP. And once you see that that country has got all the requirements in terms of what you call your appropriate level of protection, from an SPS point of view, you do not have any other avenue to maneuver. You have got to say you can come in or not come in. In actual fact, this kind of reciprocal way of doing things would need a government approach to say what would the stance of government be before going into a negotiation. I think that's how I will put it. There was an issue from Honorable Mapanga, and I think that he has also provided a telling contribution to say, if you look at a radical approach towards ensuring soya and yellow maize production, you have got the better hub on, and I would agree with it. But in terms of yellow maize, we produce quite a lot of yellow maize in South Africa. The issues are around soya. And in order for us to produce more soya, we need more crushing plants. And in terms of that movement, we will then be able to move in that direction. Honorable Madela, the issue around transformation of answer, I think the issue would be answering that boxing with one hand, or if not both hands, behind our backs when it comes to discussing SPS issues. I think on an equal basis and on equal footing about the trade issue, South Africa has got the ability to argue scientifically with any country in this world. The issue that we are in is that you would have these issues being a broader trade concern that have been raised. And then you have got to then negotiate SPS issues post the big negotiation on the trade issues. The wide issues of subsidies, I think Madam Elaine in her articulation has indicated that currently within the WTO, you have got different boxes that you can apply what we call subsidies on. And it's up to South Africa now, based on the current crisis that we are facing, to look at those avenues, and either of those avenues, whether it is the green box or the ENSA, would need financial muscle in terms of doing that. So it needs to be quiet in a way that that's moving forward. The last one, I think it was from the chair. Most of the questions from the chair were answered, but there was a contribution from the chair to say, is SAPA at fault, or is the system having its own fault line? I would say it's the broader system in terms of where we find ourselves in, rather than SAPA themselves. And in my engagement with SAPA, I usually tell them that if we differ on one point, it doesn't mean that we are different on all other points. There are a lot of areas where we agree with SAPA. And where we differ, we are quite clear in terms of where we differ. Like in the branding issue, we have indicated to them where we differ. And we were taken to court. The results are there, that the department has won the case. So, but the issue at hand is that we basically having a challenge to say each and every role player here is boxing from their own corner, safeguarding interest instead of the interest of the country. And at this stage, I think through the task team, we are able to narrow the differences down. And I take the chair's note on the possibility chain round table that if it does not meet, then we'll have continually have problems in terms of this. And between myself and the country, we just need to ensure that this moves. Chair, I think, in short, those were the other areas that were not covered that I tried to cover. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Maloy.
No, it's just two questions. The first one is, no, both of them is just a follow-up. And this one is not a competency of any other department as a staff. Rainbow retaining workers because of current problems. Country Bed, Mafikeng Abattoir, you have answered that the department in Mahikeng is attending to that. Makes chickens. It's about to shut down, you don't have business rescue. Daybreak is having major difficulties, and so on and so forth. Now, the question I want to pose, in actual fact, it's not a question, it's a suggestion. I want the department to interact with different provinces and establish as to what is it that we are doing to attend to the current problems that are existing. And when they bring that report, they must also indicate what interventions will come from the side of DAF to ensure that we rescue this company. And I don't want to make suggestions, but either to buy them or make incorporates, whatever suggestion you bring. But can we get a report from the department as to what is it that we are going to do to rescue these companies, which at the end of the day will be to rescue the jobs of our people. The last point, you know, it's unfortunate that some of us, we came very late to the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. We're only here last year. Now, you know, I hope that this matter was discussed in the portfolio committee. Because, you see, I don't want a situation where the judiciary will always raise a question as to where was Parliament when this thing was happening. You know, I understand that the VPN matter is sub judice, but I hope that the committee was briefed, the committee has interacted with this thing, and the committee has made the necessary interventions. But I don't want to worry, when this thing is completed in the court of law, then our oversight role is questioned by the judiciary. Because more often than not, our oversight role is questioned. But because you are saying it's sub judice, we leave it for now. The chair will brief me as we go out, whether there was any interaction to brief them in full about this tough thing in the United States by passing the VPN. Thanks, Chair.
No, we don't need the outside the door. There's never been a brief. If you did the brief, you can have the department to do that. So the chair doesn't have any brief to make the honorable
just thought I must run back.
Just to come in, Chair, you see, that's where my problem is. The department, there are issues in the department, they don't bring the committee on time up until matters are taken to a court of law. And the court of law does not only question the department, it also questions our oversight role. So my advice is that when there are issues, this portfolio committee must be taken into confidence in order for us to be able to play our role in terms of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. We take to heed what Honorable Marui indicated in terms of engaging with the Constitutional Party, and we will send that report to the Portfolio Committee once we have fully consulted with them and indicate that we have to indicate to the Portfolio Committee as well. The other issue on the issue that is sitting before the court, I think just in short, it emanates from the AGOA engagement, and there are specificities in terms of that agreement that for now we will not be able to say, but as soon as we are able to do that, we will do. We have given our, we have said that our response to what the industry is indicating, and we hope that the contestation in the court of law will come up to it. But to indicate even broader, as a department, we don't like meeting our stakeholders in court. And in all fairness, we would like to stay away from the court in terms of the engagement that I have. But the area under which we work as a department a litigious environment, and from now and then we would have areas where people would think that they have explored every avenue and then take this to court, and therefore we would not guarantee that we would not be taken to court, but in all instances where we think that there will be issues that will be raised as legislative component issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. How very much everyone, Chairperson, can say today is done and meeting is such a thing.
Thank you very much,
Chair.
Chair, thanks. This is all just a follow-up. Honorable Molloy have asked very specific issues around the work that needs to be done, and he recommended interaction with the provinces in relation to those broilers who are shut down or about to be shut down. I just want to add something, Chair, to that. And when the department and Honourable Minister have responded earlier to a question in relation to how, for what are being done in relation to farm workers in a mentioned the 50-50 program within rural development and land reform. But I want, in the same vein, Honourable Minister, to say, isn't it possible for the department to explore the possibility of getting those workers, assisting them and guiding them, even getting the necessary funding to form cooperatives and to acquire a 50% share of those companies that are in the process of going down, in order to prevent the whole issue of supply and demand, that equilibrium that could be there, that it would be broken if those broilers completely shut down, which means the market will be undersupplied, Chair, and of course prices will rise because there's a shortage in the market, Chair. But in that way, in line with what the Minister was saying earlier, that indeed workers can be empowered and jobs would be secured, we will indeed put poverty at bay, out at bay in those communities, Chair, if we can do something like this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mandela.
Mandela. I think what is important so that we don't lose Honorable Mukhayisa in the course of getting support and empathy. You can see another friend is raising their hands again. So, I think what is important from the department point of view, as we were dealt with by 2005, but there must never be a relax or a department not forgetting about their other programs, like including your APEC, because the APEC has identified 9 commodities and poultry, maize and soybeans, milk chain. And the president has clarified what we mean by transformation, a fundamental change on the structure, the system, and the institution. So as we deal with transformation, there should no longer be any confusion. And we should then, as we deal with the roundtable discussion, talk about that, how do we grow the commodity, but at the same time, transformational elements, which should then start to say, because as Paul was saying, that we should use the opportunity of this crisis to then deal with the issues of transformation. There are a lot of suggestions, like what Honorable Mandela said, and there's been a lot of suggestions. I think it will be helpful for the department as part of transformation agenda, because if just the program of Parliament again is restricting us to get feedback even in terms of the class, the commodities, so we're supposed to get the feedback in terms of transformation agenda, how far are they, and what is it that's been done. So those are the things that the time is limiting us to go to that area. But we'll ask department that they should not wait for the portfolio committee to ask the question. It should be the daily bread that the issues of transformation, as the president has announced, can no longer wait. There is that clarity what needs to be done. So let's all of us as we seek to protect what we have, but balance it with the development and the inclusion of those that have previously included in some of the in the sector in particular. So I thought I might summarize it like that. But again, there's a need for some time to come back and look at all the trade agreements, how does they impact on our sector, and how is our sector actually responding to those trade agreements, and so that we don't wait for the crisis to look at those issues. And as we interact with the sector, various commodities sectors, then be able to say what are the challenges, what are the good stories, so that we don't deal with Pakistan that is trying to grow the sector, but at the same time there is another process which is actually destabilizing the sector. So we should actually balance our work.
So, Minister, you want to say the last words?
Can I have a question?
I surprised you
because of the
honorable
call on the Constitution to brief the honorable member on the issue I raised on that I'm not qualified to control him better. But I'd like to say there's a cabinet meeting tomorrow. I was supposed to have reverted the franchise form.
I have changed my flight and I know this is coming one because we're meeting. I'm sure this matter, if the report is like this, will sit before cabinet tomorrow. I hope it will be raised. If not, I will raise it to say that coordinating committee of ministers should meet. I took all the suggestions fitting well because it covers different areas. I understand it now of what is out of the style of the working committee. But I would like that with the brief, I mean, let the committee aware because if it comes out of the media, once you are asked in your own capacity, in your own area, at least you should be able to repair it. That is happening today.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Minister. Honourable members may have already heard about the issues of reportedly rotten meat that is being sold by some Brazilian abattoirs and being exported. And as Mr. Ramaswamy has indicated, we import quite a lot of meat from Brazil. And to a large extent, we also import a lot of mechanically deboned meat from Brazil. Because we did not want to act from rumors, we have written to our counterpart in Brazil to explain to us what is actually happening. During the course of at lunchtime, about exactly 10 past 1, I received a report from Brazil indicating all the investigations that have been going there. And we have subsequently indicated to our Brazilian counterparts that we will request them to recall all the meat that is being sent to South Africa, that is en route to South Africa, and that no exports should happen from the implicated abattoirs and establishments for the meat to be coming to South Africa until they have resolved all the issues and until they have given us a report. Subsequently, we understand that particularly at our major ports of entry, particularly Durban, Cape Town and Port Elizabeth, there might already be some meat that has arrived from Brazil that is entered South Africa. We have given an instruction to our port officials to implement our VPN standard operating procedure for testing of meat to ensure that they test rigorously all the meat coming from Brazil, particularly poultry, as it is indicated. Honourable members, you may also understand that the report are actually saying that the Brazilian producers have been have been using a chemical to mask the possibility of detection of the microbes or the microorganisms of concern. We have also asked for additional information from the Brazilian authorities as to what chemicals were being used so that we can further test on the presence of those chemicals in the meat that may have arrived in South Africa. Honorable Chair. Mr. Ramaswamy was speaking about MDM. We import quite a lot of mechanical deboned meat from Brazil. We are hoping that amongst the mechanical deboned meat that has arrived for purposes of making colonies and sausages, we will not be able to detect those chemicals because we also have to be cognizant of the fact that we don't have capacity to produce our own MDM. also if there is a shortage of MPMs to a large extent, it might also impact on the operations of the enterprises, the institutes, and the renowned production of Bruno and MPMs. So thank you very much. Thank you, honorable members.
Thank you, Doctor. Honorable members, that was the briefing on the Brazilian chicken.
Based on the report, there are indications that the Brazilians actually were able to do most of this Apollo work because there was the bright inspection. I just want to check whether this bright is in on our shores and what measures are put in place to ensure that the bright is
thank you very much, Chairperson. Up to so far, we have not had any particular information whether our officials were also involved in the bribery. But with the report that I received from Brazil, the impression I got was that the officials that were mainly bribed with officials in the exporting country, so that they ignore what was being done in the processing establishment. But as soon as additional information is available about the involvement of our local colleagues, we will inform our colleagues.
I was going to say the same, that we will do all to make sure that if there are any collusion on our part, in terms of those who do inspections. And it also includes people from the health service. We need to have a strange working arrangement so that if there is any collusion on our part, we deal with it. But we thought it wise that at least we brief the committee before we depart, so that if this comes to the meeting, you are not caught off guard. But still, as I was saying, it only became clearer now, so more details will come.
Thank you very much,
but it will just be a short one because I don't want us to go the extra mile on this one. Are you suggesting that before you do your own investigation internally, whether our own inspectors have helped or not, you are waiting for the report from Brazil for them to indicate to yourself that there are those consequences? So you are saying you are not doing anything just to attend a time?
The point I was driving is
I'll leave my question for tomorrow. I just also want to say that apparently the UK Parliament was attacked and sounds like people could have been lost their lives and things that are happening at the moment. So it's just very bad what's happening in the country. But I'll leave my questions for tomorrow. I'm very concerned about this thing of Brazil and all other things. We ask the minister to make sure that our own officials do what they're supposed to do.
Let me repeat to say that we're not going to stop and wait for Brazil to tell us. We'll use our internal methods. I understand your point. Maybe I was not clear to say that we will do everything. But if there is any international syndication, because in most of these issues, we find that it is a broad issue that is used. But we're going to follow up and won't leave any stone unturned. If there is an internal leakage that has caused the meat to come through because of the collusion, we'll deal with it. We'll not wait. We'll not talk. So we will continue to brief as we go forward.
Thank you very much, Minister, and the team. And thanks to all of the members. It has been a long day. We now believe the department is going to deal with the last item on the agenda. So, Minister, thank you very much for coming. The last item on the agenda is the two reports that are supposed to adopt for Parliament. One is on the joint workshop that we had with the portfolio committee on health and rural development. I will not follow. I assume you have the report quite long. So can we get a move for the adoption of the report, Honorable Maloy? The one on the
safety and security. Thank you very much. We did receive this report on time, so I've gone through the report. So I'm proposing that we adopt the report on security and food safety.
Any second from the honorable member, the honorable state?
I'm seconding the report, Chair. With the view that we need to follow up on all these issues that we mentioned in there.
Thank you very much. Some of the issues we discussed today, and I think we must thank ourselves for having taken the matter forward. So when we're going to discuss the process in house, at least there are more information about the issue. And then the report on the oversight, this is on the OPG and the ARC. Move up on the adoption, Honorable
Chair. Request that we adopt the report, Chairperson, but also I think we need to just write to the South African Veterinary Council and ask them if they still have problems with vaccines since our visit.
Okay, the proposal to adopt the report, the second one, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair.
I
thank you very much. I could see that the honorable was tired to the last thank you very much, honorable members. That was the last item on the agenda. And honorable Maloy wants to say anything?
No, it's just an addendum.
I know that from the briefing we got is that we get a detailed briefing on the Brazilian thing. But I think the portfolio committee must just issue a statement. A statement that indicates that we did get a briefing about the check-in for Brazil and so on, and that the department at an appropriate time will come to the committee to give a full briefing. So I think we must issue that statement as a portfolio committee. And if it can be issued tonight, I'll be very happy.
Okay, no, thank you. Thank you, Honorable Madam. The announcement, Honorable Members, is the oversight. Let's start the meeting tomorrow. We've been invited as a portfolio committee to be with, you know, trade and industry portfolio committee, which obviously the customer today. Responding all those issues and probably SAPA and other role players will be there. It's a fortunate moment for us because we've been saying we need this resident. So as we receive this invitation, we just felt that that is a place for this committee. We just go into that meeting and they will interact with the issues. At least to expect with both all the stakeholders know what the issues will then raise questions and push for the appropriate decision to be in that meeting. The second issue is on the oversight to Mpumalanga. That you must arrive on Sunday. I'm not sure whether the official confirm which of the taxes that you can use Monday. Because there might be a problem to use Monday without concern of the week. So I just saw Monday as so how. On Sunday. Honorable members, we have requested the attire for those that they've not given the overall. Unfortunately, we didn't get any. Those that have the previous overall, please wear them and the boots. I don't think they already have thrown them away because they've wear them once. Let's wear them. And the other thing is that honorable members must be very careful, must use our medication. Pumalanga is a malaria province. We remember we went to KZN without taking medication and honorable young group came back and attacked by malaria. I was listening that with this lot of rain, malaria will be all over. So, honorable members, take your medication. We have arranged with the clinic here in town for members to go there and just go there and get the tablet and the lotion. You get the lotion and the tablet. You take one tablet the day before you leave and then the rest and then take them until the end and every day another 7 days of coming. So please do not remember, let's not do that mistake again. We don't want to lose people with, when we know that this thing can be done. Honorable State?
Chairperson, I don't want mine working on a Monday, but at least in this program, I don't want this to go anymore. So
known and drive around where people want to take me. We haven't seen a program. We also want to do some planning and preparation for arriving. Please, Jane.
No, you will include that one. Thank you very much.
This image, is it the one in Parliament or outside Parliament?
Outside Parliament. Travel, what private?
In
private.
It's the
only clinic, one of the clinics that has been authorized by government to deal with traveling of the people from one country to another. So this clinic in Parliament does not have authorization to deal with that.
At what time is tomorrow's meeting? We did not get the meeting. I did not get the meeting.
Half past nine, the time of the meeting. E249, half past nine, E249. Please, honorable members, let's attend. Transport now. We'll request lift from honorable Martha and honorable Manuel. And those that are going, where are you going, honorable? Acacia?
My neighbor.
Oh, you're going to Acacia, both of you. So, Acacia?
They're not in terms of bus. Yeah, they're not in terms of bus.
On Wednesday. Is it Wednesday today?
Yeah.
Oh,
there is a bus. Yeah. Are you ready?